Welcome back, y'all, and as promised, we're going to do a little walk through your home here. So even if you're driving in the car listening to us on the car radio, be thinking about the walk through your home. And if you're home, turn the radio up so you can hear it all the way through the house and join me and Randy from Fox Valley Electric. Randy, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. So a lot of people home right now, home a little bit more than they anticipated. Maybe with a few more guests that they anticipate, like the kids. Let's take a walk through the electrical system of the house. What would be some of the things you, as a trained electrician, would want homeowners to know about their electrical system?
Well, first of all, I think you'd want to make sure that you have enough outlets going on for all the extra activities that you have. You maybe have PlayStations, computers, different things, cords going everywhere. The NEC doesn't like to see extension cords and use the place of permanent wiring. So you'd want enough outlets there so you don't have tripping hazards or cords plugged into each other.
Now, check my electrical know-how, because electric is one of the things when Jennifer, I have a red toolbox, and that's my electric toolbox. There's not very much in it, but that's my electric. When Jennifer sees me get my red toolbox out, she gets the goldfish, the cat, the dog, and gets in the car and leaves. One of the things I know is the overabundant use of extension cords at workstations, entertainment stations. And one of the guys told me, you know, those cords, people, if they like a little order, they coil them up. And you're actually complicating the problem there in actually magnifying the amount of heat.
That's right. That's right. And electricity, the real danger a lot of times with heat is that's what causes fires. And every time you have another extension cord, you have another connection. You have it, sometimes they're loose that cause arcing and fire hazards and things like that. Not to mention the overall tripping hazards involved.
And I don't even want to go behind entertainment centers where they've got a surge protection strip plugged into a surge protection strip.
Right.
Plugged into a surge. So right. one duplex outlet, it has 11 components plugged into it.
I think we've all been guilty of that.
But it is a safety concern.
It is, for sure. And that's one of the leading causes of fires with those kind of things. The other problem with extension cords is a lot of the ones that we buy at the hardware store, or sometimes at Walmart or wherever, are 16 to 18 gauge. They're rather small. Some people don't see the difference.
Right, right.
But they're not going to handle the same ampacity as what you expect out of that circuit breaker that's feeding the circuit.
Think of a wire as a pipe. The bigger the pipe, the more water it can handle.
That's right.
The smaller the pipe, the less water it can handle. And those small gauge retail $3.99 extension cords
right.
are almost just braids of hair.
That's right.
You know, and that's where you refer to the 16, 18 gauge. That's a very, very small gauge wire.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Won't carry the electricity. As it's trying to, it heats up. You coil it, complicates the issue. It
that's
heats
right.
up even faster. So be careful about extension cords. Now, if I am crowded behind my entertainment center, Randy, what would an electrician do? Are you going to have to make a whole new home run circuit back to the panel? Or will you be able to accommodate me with what power's there?
Really depends on what you're doing. So the first thing that our technician is going to do is ask you what you're doing if he can't see for himself. If you've got a space heater plugged in, or maybe you've brought in a spare coffee pot or maybe a heat plate or something like that, then you might need another circuit in there. If not, then maybe he can just put some additional circuits or receptacles on that same circuit, which would be less expensive, less time-consuming for him.
And much safer
much
for
safer.
The homeowner.
That's right.
Now, while everybody's home, we try and think of things that they can do with the kids. Now, I would not have you do this with the kids, but all the homes are, most of the homes, the newer homes, built since the 70s, have a GFI. Explain what a GFI is.
Well, it's a ground fault interrupter. That's what a GFI is. A GFCI is a ground fault circuit interrupter. And basically, it's made for personal protection. That's why you see them in the bathrooms, around water, outside, garages, things like that, wherever there's moisture present. So a GFI will detect the amount of different differential in the electricity. So what's going out on, let's say, the hot wire and what's coming back in on the common wire to complete that circuit. If there's a difference between the two, it measures those against each other, then it trips.
So that you don't become the conductor.
That's correct. That's correct.
With that faulty appliance in your hand, now the charge is looking to find to go to ground. And
that's right.
If it just happens to find you, we call that shock,
that's
electrocution.
Right. And a GFI would measure the difference between the two. So they're generally, I want to say, but like 0.005 milliamps. They're very, very sensitive. So if that electricity goes anywhere other than the return path, that's when it trips.
All right. Now, these GFCIs have reset buttons on them. They don't last forever.
Correct.
Shouldn't people take this extra time at home and go ahead and find their GFCIs and check them?
They should check them. They should test them regularly.
Pretty simple.
They wear out. They should be replaced from time to time.
And all you do is press the red test button, and you should see the reset button pop out. And when you do, just pop it back in and you're good to go.
Correct.
All right. Well, take the time to take a look at your, and as long as you're doing an electrical check, I can't encourage you enough, particularly if you're battery operated on your CO2 or smoke detectors, go ahead and replace your batteries, date them, let them know, you know, remind yourself when you've put them in. Fox Valley Electric, one of our newest Rosie certified partners. We really appreciate the new partnership, and you're out there with service trucks servicing the Metro Phoenix area?
That's correct, yes.
And how would people get a hold of you?
They can call us at 623-587-7370. They can find us on Facebook or our website, which is foxvalleyelec.com.
And you'll do a whole house checkover.
Yes, yes, we do. In fact, we're going to be running a special for electrical safety inspections, if anybody's interested. They're normally $125, but for your listeners, it's $60 if they book within the week.
And they would book at what phone number?
623-587-7370.
Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric. Randy, thanks a million for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you can complete that to-do at your home and your home maintenance app. Download it at rosieonthehouse.com/app. Keep up with your weekly to-dos, and a lot of people are catching up on their weekly to-dos around their home. We know your home. I drove through Sky Harbor just out of curiosity on the way to an appointment Thursday. I know they
don't. You're not supposed to do that.
They don't like you to drive through that, but I'm like, what are they going to? You're going to write me a ticket for driving through? The parking lot is empty. There was two cars in the pickup lane and one person there on a cell phone that looked like a returning college student. So everyone's home. We're getting stuff done, and we've got the lines loaded at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
And you know, one of the great things we do here at Rosie on the House to keep putting a smile on your face is we bring our partners in here as experts in any particular arena. And like Randy, he's offering to cut the home inspection price in half for just Rosie on the House listeners. So those of you that take advantage of that just got paid $60. For listening to Rosie on the House. So give Fox Valley Electric a call for a home electrical inspection, regularly valued at $125 for $60. They'll ensure the GFI outlets are in proper locations and functioning, inspect the following: breakers, panel termination, proper grounding, broken and loose conduits, inspect for updated panel schedule, all for $60. You have to book this week at Fox Valley Electric. Boy, Darlene's been on hold a long time. I think if we bring her on, she thinks she's going to be mad at us.
No.
Bless your heart. Thank you for being so patient.
Heavens, what else do I have to do? I'm looking for some information. I feel like I need an engineering degree in buying a toilet. But when you go online and you look at all the different toilets and all the different flush mechanisms and all the different reviews, I'm at a loss and I just kind of shut it down. So can you give me some information on what I should look for in the different flushing mechanisms, the brands that are recommended? Just general information.
There's hardly a more personal question you can ask me.
Is there,
well, it wasn't about toilet paper.
Is there a price cap we're looking at? Cause
well, I don't need the queen's heated seats. So
now you say that, Darlene, but when you get them, they're really hard to live without.
I'll live without. So, yeah.
Yeah. There's, so, it just starts jumping when you get to new technologies. You can get a standard single flush 1.6 gallon toilet
Briggs.
For, you know, a couple hundred bucks.
Even less than that.
You want to add a bidet, you know, jumps a couple hundred bucks. You
and there is a run on bidets right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Or a bidet attachment to
yeah,
the existing toilet.
That's right.
You want to add electrical for heating and hands-free operation, like lift the toilet, close the toilet mechanically, that jumps again. So it really is just what's your price point and then brands. American Standard's still a great brand.
Yeah.
Kohler is a great American brand.
And I tell you, Darlene, I couldn't agree with Romy more. We generally try and stick with American brands, American Standard and Kohler. But I'll tell you what, there isn't a plumber on the planet that wouldn't tell you Toto is a good product.
And they've got a manufacturing
plant.
That's
what I'm hearing, yeah.
In yeah. America.
Now, I tell you, yeah, they do have a manufacturer. But here's what I'm going to do for Darlene. I kept telling everybody what we do with our listeners and that you make money listening to Roselle Nails. We've got Darlene's phone number. Darlene, we have an account. Our remodeling company has an account at every plumbing wholesale house in the valley. We're going to let you go buy the toilet of your choice at my contractor's cost, just for being a loyal listener of the show.
Oh, I've been a loyal listener since you were Mark and Rosie.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to be in touch with you, and we'll get you in touch with some of our favorite wholesale salespeople, and you can talk to the real pros. And maybe that will help guide you a little bit better when you make your selection. We'll give you a purchase order number, and you just go buy it on our account, and you'll just pay COD on it.
Darlene, do you remember their nicknames for each other?
No, I don't. But I remember having so many fun conversations and jokes offline with both you and Mark. So, yeah, yes. So.
Back in the 90s, Mark Salem is a mechanic, and Rosie and Mark did this broadcast together, and for a period of time, and they would call each other Hammerhead and Motor Mouth.
That was the
little Rosie on the House radio broadcast trivia for you there.
That's when we weren't trying to insult each other. We called each other a lot of things.
Let's see. Let's try and squeeze in one more quick door question before next break. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Rosie Romy. Great talking to you guys as always. And I just want to thank you. In the last 2 hours, I listened to you guys, and I've also gotten the entire exterior of my workshop painted. Smarter and more productive because of you.
So all right. You. Awesome. There's a multitasker for you. How can we help you today?
So I've got a question about my sliding door. I've got a sliding patio door that has a couple of rough spots, and it's not the rollers. It's the actual rail that the rollers ride on that's starting to get a little warped. And I know that's part of the frame. Is there a way to repair that or something to do aside from replacing the entire frame of the sliding door?
Matt, how old is the sliding door?
I don't know. We've been in the house for 7 years. I know it was added on. The house was built in 86 or 87.
Okay. All right.
But I know it was an add-on, so.
Oh, it was. Okay. Is it a 6-0 door, 6 foot wide?
Yes, it is.
Well, here's just another advantage of listening to Roselle Nails. Listen, we just took out a Pella Impervia 6 foot wide sliding patio door.
Ooh.
That will slip out. You know, the unit you got now will slip out, and this will slip right back in. You can come by the warehouse and just pick it up and take it. It's Pella Impervia. We took it out of a woman's home in Mesa, and I tell you, it's like brand new. And she just wanted the space incorporated. It went out to a little atrium, and we turned the atrium into a pantry unit off her kitchen.